Scotty Barber, BARBER, 728-71-11-18-2025. A 54-year-old gentleman comes in today with abdominal pain, cramping, diarrhea, some nausea, history of diverticulitis. Scotty works for Union Pacific. He's married over 20 years. He has 3 children. He drinks very little, but he did have a shrimp and a few beers on Saturday. Sunday, he had developed abdominal pain, cramping, and diarrhea. He had mild nausea, no vomiting, actually, period. And he paragraphed his CR today because the diarrhea continues to be watery and foul-smelling, period. He did have a history of diverticulosis and diverticulitis in the past, but has minimal tenderness on the left side of his abdomen, period. Medical problems, hypertension, 50 milligram medication, 50 milligram once a day, surgery, hand surgery, gastric, lap band, coronary artery disease, no, and left shoulder. So hand, shoulder, and lap band. Family history, coronary artery disease, colon cancer. Maintenance colonoscopy has not been done. I told him that he needs to have a colonoscopy yesterday because of the fact that colon cancer is avoidable and diagnosable and preventable, and he promises to have one done. He said the VA really didn't talk to him much about that. Social, he drinks very little. He doesn't smoke. He's married, has 3 children, as I mentioned, works for Union Pacific. On exam, we find Scotty to be in no distress, 212 pounds, 97.9, 98, 18, 78, 114 over 71. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rest, smile, tenderness throughout the belly with the bloating, but no pinpoint tenderness, no sign of diverticulitis. Number 1, abdominal pain. Number 2, cramping. Number 3, most likely related to food poisoning. Number 4, treated with flagyl. Number 5, treated with Cipro. Number 6, history of lap band surgery 2010. Number 7, recommended B12 injection, 1 cc on every 3-week basis. Next number, prescription given for B12, Cipro, and flagyl. Next number, colonoscopy is a must. Next number is referred to GI doctor. Next number is he needs to be off work for the next 3 days. The note was presented to him today. Next number, he does have mild RVH on his echocardiogram related to history of sleep apnea in the past. Next time is tremendous weight loss after a lap band. Next time is that's one reason he needs to be on B12, and we've discussed why. Next time is PSA was done at the VA. Next time is he's looking for a primary care physician, and he will come see us on a regular basis. Next time is your analysis today was within normal limits. Next number, if is not better or develops more symptoms, will return immediately. Next number is because of his history of hypertension. PVD was ruled out. Next number is leg pain and arm pain, multifactorial. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number is mild volume depletion noted. Next number is thyroid within normal limits. Next number is carotid arteries wide open in face of hypertension. Next number is because of family history of coronary artery disease. Also, we looked at his heart as well as his coronaries, as well as his aorta. There was no evidence of aneurysm or abnormality found. Next one is come back in 3 days, if not better. Thank you.